You're listening to Peter Donegan. It is Sunday afternoon. I'm in my back garden. It's actually 4:45. Wow, didn't see that one coming. I'm in my back garden. My next door neighbour's cutting his grass. I cut mine about, an hour ago? 2 hours ago. I painted the flip side of the shed as well white. So the shed is white and pink. It's the hen house. I put a picture of it up there on a podcast there midweek. No, yesterday actually. Well, you might remember I said, I think it was in the Sodcast, that's Fridays or Thursday Fridays weekend gardeners podcast, I was saying that I got seeds in packets, no names in them. I can identify them, but I just wasn't really paying too much attention. That was more just, let's get seeds into the ground and let's get some produce back out of it. And the whole point that I'd made was, if I actually read the instructions on some of the backs of the packets, which I did, it actually said on some of them, I can't remember what I was referring to exactly. You'd want to listen to that Sodcast podcast in order to get that information from it. I couldn't be Barney because it's Sunday. But what I'd said was, you know, look, the back of the packet had said, you know, the time frame within which you can sow seeds on some of them was up till about June outdoors. Let me put this in perspective. June outdoors, Irish temperatures, generally speaking, the average mean temperature for the month of, upon which these guides are based, is generally speaking about 14 Celsius. 14, I'm not far off of that. I'd say it's about 12 to 15. Anyhow, at this moment in time in Dublin, North Dublin, Ballybottle, farmland, County Nowhere, Emmerdale-esque, I would gauge we're probably above the 20s. Is that far off the mark? I'm gauging that. And I planted the seeds on maybe Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, somewhere around about there. I've got germination already today. It's phenomenal. Phenomenal. And all I got to do is give these babies water. All I got to do is give them water. Now, I know for a fact there's radish in there. I could be wrong. I don't know whether there's turnip in there. There might be some cabbage, onions. I couldn't tell you. Bits and bobs. It's there. If people want plants in a couple of weeks, they can come and take. But that's really that. They're up. So I'm looking forward to this. What you actually hear in the background, as I said to you, is my neighbour John cutting grass. I think his mother-in-law is over. Bernie Goldback, if you're listening, you were with your in-laws. You made the point, Bernie, that... what was it? Oh, yeah. Basically, your in-laws have absolutely zero interest in you and are more concerned about your child. Yeah, I'll go with that one, Bernie. In fact, I'd go a stage further, and on a scale of 10 going downwards to 1, I'm probably about a 0 on people that are important in my mother-in-law's life. And here you are, Sonny Jim. That'll never change. Not in reference to me, that's in reference to you. You know, I don't know, every time I think of my mother-in-law, and she's a good lady, but, you know, as much as I'm her son-in-law and she's my mother-in-law, her daughter obviously will come first, and her grandchild somewhere now before the daughter, possibly, potentially, I don't know, you know. Yeah. I don't know, I think I could get blamed for the great train robbery, Bernie, in summary, in essence. I don't think there's any man out there who would disagree with me, who has a mother-in-law. Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, don't get me wrong, there is humour involved in that, a very wry sense of humour, albeit. But any man who doesn't disagree with the statement that their mother-in-law could potentially blame them for the great train robbery is probably sitting beside his wife at this moment in time. Fact. Or else he's a big girl. I don't know. Back to the gardening. I am continuing to water my seeds by capillary action. Capillary action is the process whereby the water basically soaked from the bottom upwards into the said pot of compost, which contains the seed. Capillary actions, the main advantage, this is just fancy terminology, put a sponge into a sink full of water. It can only suck it up one way. Fact. Same rules apply to compost. But the reality is that the seed is going to do two things. Number one, I don't cover my seeds unless you're kind of going into bulb size or possibly like an onion set or something like that. Usually the answer is twice the depth of the seed. So if it's 1 inch, let's say, diameter, you'd put it 2 inches below ground. I suppose when speaking about seeds, I tend just to sit them on top. I'm the same with lawn seed. Never cover lawn seed. Never bother my barney. It's not really worth it. It's only a fleck of dust, you know. So that's really that. So I soak them. I sit them into buckets of water. Let them soak up the water. And I'll continue to do that until the plant is able to take the large droplets that come from the rows of a watering can. Because the seed is going to do two things. It's going to produce enough energy within the seed itself to produce the first two leaves, which are the seed leaves. And then it'll produce the first two sets of true leaves. That's what I'm looking for. Once we get to that stage, I guarantee it's probably filled the cell in which it is planted, which is about 1 centimeter diameter, or squared, 1 centimeter squared. And once it fills that and it's got a decent root system, then I'll plant them onwards. They'll be well able to take the droplets by then. I'm going to go in now, have a cup of coffee. I think I'll fry myself an egg. I collected about 9 eggs from the hens there today, so that was good. I have a little bit of hedge cutting to do. And I need to scrub down that barbecue. So Bernie, if you're listening, I'm sure you'll be having a happier drive home. Hey, do you like that? Yeah. I think I'll go in and have a cup of coffee. I think I'll come outside and drink it outside. Maybe turn on the iPhone. The iPad, the bit with the music in it. That bit. Whatever you do, folks, have a happy great outdoors. And I can't remember what's up on the blog on Monday. I'll talk to you later. As always, www.donaganlandscaping.com and hit the blog. Or else you can get me on twitter.com/DonaganGardens. If you're out this Sunday in Ireland with your mother-in-law, the Cliffs of Moher could be a good place to visit. Yeah, I'm joking. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye.